Today's daf is daf chaf aleph. So we got a few lines down, around seven lines down towards the end of the lines of ve'ema koldam. So the Gemara has been talking about this drasha, this brisa, that is darshaning which animals are subject to the isur dam, which dam is aser from which animals, a behema, an oaf, as opposed to shratzim in that of an adam. So the Gemara now analyzes and says ve'ema, let's say koldam is klal. It says in the pasuk v'chol dam lo sochlu b'chol moshosechem, and then it says la'of l'behema. So let's say kol dam is a klal, then of u'behema should be a prat, and we have the klal prat ein b'chal el mashu prat. If there's a klal and then it's followed by a prat, so we only have that which is singled out of u'behema in and midach minolo. We can't expand it to anything beyond the prat. So the Gemara says because there's a klal at the end as well, because it says in the very next pasuk it says nefesh asher tochal kol dam chazer b'chol klal. And we have, therefore, the drasha, klal uprato klal, which is iata dan elakena prat. Once you have that drasha, you're able to take the prat and use that to expand it to other like animals. So the Gemara says, how do you make such a drasha of klal uprato klal? V'halo dami klal basar l'klal kama. The klal at the beginning is not similar to the klal at the end. Klal kama, the first klal, is a lav, because it says in the pasuk, v'chal dam lo sochlu. And then kol basar, at the end, it's karis, because it says in that next pasuk, it says, kol nefesh asher tochal kol dam v'nichris saha nefesh. So one pasuk is talking about the lav, one pasuk is talking about the karis. Therefore, the two klalos are not consistent with each other, so you can't make a klal prato klal. And the Gemara says, hai tana debe Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is behind this Joshua, because he holds klal uprate darshinan min din gavna. He's able to make such a klal prato klal in this particular, or this type of case, he doesn't care if they're not exact, if they're not precise. If there's a klal, there's a prat, and there's another klal, you're able to make such a drasha, and therefore we're able to look at the prat of behem and oaf and use it as a model to expand it to other types of examples. So, fine. So the Gemara now says, Amar Mar, we said in yesterday's daf, quoting that brisa, klal uprato klal yata dan ela kena prat has to be similar to the examples of ofen behema ma prat, just like the examples are mefurash davar sheish bo tumakala tumachamura. So just remind yourselves, tumakala is a low level tuma. When something is food, something is ochel, it's not inherently tameh, but it can become tameh. That's called tumas ochel. Tumachamura is a severe tuma, much more serious tuma, which is it itself could be the source of tuma, like tumas meis and nevel and sheret. These are tumachamuras. So both of them have an instance, both behemah and oaf can be both tumah kala, they can become an ochel and receive tumah, and they can also be a tumah chamur, they can both be nevela. The yesh ben iser v'heter, there's an iser before the shechita, and then there's a heter after the shechita. The yesh ben min basar, they're all flesh. Af kol davar sheyesh bo tumah, the kala v'tumah chamura v'chulu, so too any other type of case you want to bring in, that's aser, has to have these four qualities, or really three, four qualities, tumah kala, tumah chamura, iser v'heter, and min basar. So af kol dekatani, what is af kol, what's it coming to include that wasn't already mentioned? What wasn't mentioned in behemen oaf? Isn't every animal mentioned, isn't that included under behemen oaf? What is not included under behemen oaf that we need to include? So the Gemara says, la'asuye mai, la'amar avad bar avin, la'asuye damo shel koi. To include even the blood of a koi is aser to eat as well. So the Gemara says, my kasavar, what's the understanding of how to categorize koi? If you assume that koi is a suffix, meaning you don't know if it's a behema or if it's a chaya, but certainly one of them, we just don't know which one it is, but the Torah knows which one it is. It's your krala mesa sveka. Do we need the Torah to tell me to be poshut the suffix? I mean, we don't care what the status is. If it's a behema, it's aser because a behema's dam is aser. And if it's a chaya, the dam of a chaya is also aser. So Gemara therefore tells us, no, ela kasavar koi bria bifnei atzmehu. That this understanding here is that a koi is not a behema, nor is it a chai. It's a different category. It's a singular category. It's the only thing that fits in this category. And therefore, since it's not a behema, it's not a chai, and certainly not an oaf, therefore we need a special drasha to include even the dam of a koi is aser. Tosus points out here that in other cases, in the Gemara and Chulin, koi there doesn't seem like it's a different creature. If you look at Tosus quickly here, he writes, koi birya b'fnei atma. The perek also says beno and chulin daf pei the katani koi birya b'fnei atzmahi v'lo hechriu chachamim. The chacham never were able to conclude e min chaya o min behemahi v'ahi birya that as used in the Gemara chulin lo havi kemu birya dehach. It's not the way the words used here. Shere birya dehasim, that when it means there have a o min behema o min chaya. When we say birya in that context of Gemara chulin, it's something. It's either a chaya or behema. We just don't know which it is. But here, beer is its own category, and therefore you need a special gezeiras hakasav to include it under the Isser of Dam. So then the Gemara says, Ashkechan Dama, we found that the Dam of Koi is Aser, we have a source. What about Chel Bominol, and how do you know the Isser, the Chelev of Koi is Aser as well? Gemara says, Mikol Chelev, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Chelev Chel Dam Lo So Chelu, the word Kol, Chelev, is including even the Chelev of Koi is Aser. So what about Nivlasa Minol, and how do you know that Aser to eat a Koi and Nevela of a Koi? So the Gemara says, Mikol Nevela, that includes a Koi. So if I'm going down the list, so now what about Gidon Asher Minol? How do you know that it is Isser to eat a Gidon Asher of a Koi? So Gemara says, here is not based on a Pasuk, this is based on the Svara, B'kaf HaYarech Talya Rachmana. The Torah tells us you can't eat the Gidon Asher of an animal, Asher Al-Kaf HaYarech, and since a Koi, Ha Isle Kaf HaYarech, since a Koi, by definition, biologically, physically, it has a Kaf Yarech, so then, by definition, it must also be subject to the Isser of Gidon Asher. So then the Gemara wants to know, okay, what about the Tumaso? What if the Koi dies, it drops dead, it's a Nevela? How do you know that's a Nevela, it's Tame? And Shchita, how do you know it requires Shchita as well? Minalon, the Gemara says, this is a Svara. Midilachol Mile, from the fact that every other instance we brought Rabbi Rahman, the Torah included in some form, Kibehema, so therefore, to leave two off the list would be very unlikely, so therefore, Misvara, it makes sense to expand it even to Tumaso of Nevela, and Shchita Sanami, Kibehema. Okay. The Gemara now says...
Why didn't it include like Hagavim or other stuff that we know that it's mutter but could have been included in these cases? Or
that what?
Let's say Hagavim, you know, the grasshoppers, the kosher ones.
Right.
Wouldn't you say it's Gasuye Hagavim? Or is it something that it doesn't fit here?
Because we already said yesterday that the... we'll see later. The Gemara, Bryce said because Hagavim are not Aser and mutter. It's mutter. It doesn't need a shchit at all. There's no Isser Hetter that applies to Hagavim. Right. So then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Otsi Dam Mehalchei Shtayim, Sheish Bem Tuma Chamura Ve'ein Bem Tuma Kala. So this is going to be a little tricky now. We do a little Tuma V'Tara now. So the Gemara said, we're going to exclude the blood of Halchei Shtayim, those who walk on two, which of course is referring to human beings, that they have a Tuma Chamura, that after death, a person becomes a source of Tuma. He's Ava Tuma, he's Tuma Chamura. But there is no Tuma Kala. A person's flesh can never be Ochel. It's never called food. That food can become Tameh. So the Gemara challenges this last point. Is it really true, or minhu, that a person's flesh can't be considered food? So this is going to be, again, a little tricky now. We're going to go slightly off tangent and try bring it back to the question, but the Gemara says, Urminhi. Hachotech, the Mishnah Uktin says, Hachotech min ha'adam, a person who cuts off some flesh from a person who's alive. Sarach machshava v'hechshir. For that flesh to be considered food, you have to have machshava, has to have the thought. You want to make it into a davar ochel. And you need to have a hechsher, it has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids if it were to become tamei afterwards. So Kashalam, the Gemara asks on this Mishnah, Machshava Lamali, what's the need for Machshava? Teaseh chaticha shlo Machshava. Let the mice of cutting, a mice is more effective than a Machshava. So the guy's cutting off skin of a live person so for the purpose of eating it, so that isn't that itself Machshava? Why do you have to have a separate Machshava aside from the actual chaticha? And so the Reish Lakish says, "Amar Reish Lakish, bechodcha lekelev, umachshava lekelev la machshavahi." Because initially he cut the skin off of the person to feed the dogs. So the machshava for a dog is not considered a machshava for ochel. So he cut the skin off initially for the dog. Now he said, "You know what? I want to feed it to a human." So now he adds a machshava, but there's no mice at that point. That's why you need a machshava. But if initially the mice was done the mice wouldn't be sufficient. You wouldn't need a machshava as well. So then the Gemara says, still within this kasha, v'law, is it really true that you need achilas adam to make it something food? Achilas kelev is not going to make it considered ochel for an adam. V'law, v'atran, the Mishnah tells us the Maseches Taros. Klal amru betuma. There's a rule we have in Hilchos Tuma. Kol amyuchel le'echel adam, tameh. That which is designated for a man to eat, that's tameh. Ad she pasel me'achilas kelev, until it becomes disqualified that even a dog won't eat it. But let it become disqualified from Adam, but not yet disqualified from Echias Kelev, that would still remain Tameh. So we see from this Mishnah Taros, you don't have to have it to be Roy for a Adam, has to be Miyuchad for a Kelev. So how come above, if the guy cut it for a Kelev, we said, oh, that's not Tameh. It's not until he has Machshava also for Echias Adam, for it to be susceptible to Tumah. And the Gemara says there's the distinction between bringing something to Tumah versus removing something from Tameh. Meaning what? Hahu, the Mishnah Taros that says it's tamei, and so it's possible from Mechias Kelev, lasuke tumei minei, to remove the tuma. I mean, if something was an ochel, let's say you have a hamburger, that was miyuchel adam, and then it became, so now it's miyuchel adam, it's tamei, until it becomes disqualified from that, even a dog won't eat it. But if you want to take something that's garbage and you want to make it into ochel, it has to be brought not to the state of achias kelav, but must be brought elevated to a state of achias adam. So whether you're going up, elevating the food versus downgrading the food. So again, hahu, when we said the shir achias kelav is enough to make something ochel, that's lasuke tuma mine. To remove the tuma status, you need to go below the threshold of achias kelav. Why? Because the chayven de mikara havichad to Adam. Since the burger was initially designated for Adam, so then you can't disqualify until it goes all the way down to not even a kelv eater. But lasuki metuma, to take something that's garbage and to elevate it to the status of ochel, that because that's still for the first part. Again, chayven de mikara havichad to Adam. Since it's designated for Adam, lasuki metuma, to remove the tuma has to be achi pasal meachias kelv. But to elevate something to the status of ochel, hacha, our case is when you cut the skin off of Adam for a dog, lachusi la tuma, to create tuma, to create a chaloshem of ochel, ichaz la Adam in, if it's fit for Adam, man, human consumption, that's considered ochel and susceptible to tuma. Below, if it's only the upgrade to the achis kelev, the lochaz la Adam, low, that will not be part of, that will not be subject to tuma yet.
Depends on the actual meaning. If a guy is a
cannibal
and he wants to,
I'm not sure if I imagine it's objective, but I think it's butler daito ita kaldam. So it has to be something that's objective. Either way, what comes out from this brisa is mikol makom katani machshava, that you need a machshava to make the skin of the human flesh to make it ochel and tameh. The machshava the tumakali. You only need machshava for tumakali. Meaning, if a person dies, I don't need machshava. It's dead. It's tumas meis. If an animal dies nevela, it's a nevela. It's a sheretz is a sheretz. Whenever it comes to tumah chamur, you don't need my machshava. Machshava is only relevant if you're trying to take something that's not tameh and make it susceptible to tumah, which is only by tumah kala, making flesh into ochel. So the fact that machshava is irrelevant by the flesh of human flesh must be that it is shaykh to have tumah kala even by basar adam. And we said before, basar adam does not have tumah kala. So Gemara says, Hani mile mechaim. The only time you need to have machshava where something is really, where basar adam is shayach to be ochel, is only true if the animal, if the person's alive, mechayim. Aval acher misa, when the person is already dead, tamehu tuma chamura. A person dies, that's an avatuma, there's tuma chamura only, and there's nothing to speak of. You can't even discuss tuma kal anymore because he is the source of tuma. He's an avatuma. You can't have a tuma chamura and that there also be a tuma kala. And that's what we mean in the braisa, that adam is tuma chamura, but there is no tuma kala because we're speaking of a man when he's already dead. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're talking about only la'achar misa, that la'achar misa of an adam is tuma chamura, but not tuma kala, well now let's talk about the behema case. Behema case, we said, there's both tuma chamura and tuma kala. So now we're talking about the mace of the behema. Before I read inside, I'll just explain this outside. If an animal dies, he's a nevela. So that's tuma chamura. How do you create tuma kala if something already is a tuma chamura? So the Gemara asks this question. So the kavase gabe behema, now this parallel case by a behema that we're talking about after the death of a behema, la'achar misa, if you're eating the flesh of the animal of the nevela, that's a tuma chamura. Vim bedami, you're talking about the blood of it, that's also metami tuma chamura. How do we see the blood of nevela is considered tuma chamura? The Tana, the Mishnah tells us in Edios, dam nevelos beishame metarim, but beishilo metamim. And we assume like beishilo, and therefore the dam of nevela is tuma chamura. So no matter how you slice it, no pun intended, the dam of the nevela is tuma chamura. You don't have a case of tuma kala. So the Gemara says, now I'll tell you how we can have a case of nevela, that even though it's tuma chamura, you could also have tuma kala as well, that's shayach by a behema. So the Gemara explains, lo nitzucha ela licha detnan. We're talking about the following instance, as mentioned in the Mishnah Uksin, nivlas behema temeya, b'chol makom, nivlas of tar, b'kfarim, tzarech machshava, vein tzarech hechshis. So what's going on here is, that if you have a nevilas behema tameya, a non-kosher animal drops dead, so that's not food. No one eats that. No matter where you are, no one eats that. Even in the big cities where the demand is high and the supply is little and they're desperate, no one will eat nevilas behema tameya. But nevilas of tahor, so a kosher bird that dies in the kfar, in the villages where there's not a high demand, so they're not going to touch the dead bird. They have plenty to go around. In the big cities where they're looking for food, there's a short supply, then they would eat a nivlas of tahor. It's not as it's not considered as disgusting as nivlas behema tameya. But these items that if you want to make them into ochel, again, the Mishnah says tzarach machshava, you have to have a machshava, but ve'ein tzarach hechsher, you don't require hechsher. Now, even though in general, to have some food become tameh, it has to come into contact with seven liquids, when it comes to a nevela, since a nevela can ultimately become tuma chamura, has that potential to become tuma chamura, so then you don't need hechsher. So what's going on here? So why is there a need for machshav here? If we're talking about nevela of nivlas behemas tmeya and nivlas of tower, a nevela is tuma chamura. You don't need to be machshir, you don't need a machshava of a tuma chamura. It's a nevela, it's already tame as it is. The Gemara asks a question, skipping the parentheses here. Amr le rav le rabbi chia, machshava lamali. What's the need for a machshava here? Lutuma kala, he gufa tumu, it itself is tame. The animal is a dead animal. It's a dead behemoth tame. It's a dead oaf. Why do you have to speak of a tumakala? We're talking about tumachamur here already. And so the Gemara explained, and this is what's going to answer our brice above, Amarlei kagon diika pachos mi kazayis nevela. So a sheer nevela, what's matame nevela? You need a kazayis of nevela. But if there's less than a kazayis of nevela, so even though it's a batsam of nevela, it's short of the sheer needed. And therefore it's not matame. And therefore, since it's only a pachas mikazayis nevela, so there is no tuma chamura, the tsar for the pachas mikabetza ochlin, now you take this little piece of meat, and you combine it with other foods, I don't know, bread or whatever it might be, and you have a shear. When it comes to a shear nevela, you need kazayis. A shear of ochel, for ochel to become tama, you need a shear of a kabetza. So now you have a little piece of pachas mikazayis nevela, you mitzarf it with other food, which is less than a kabetza, which now adds up. The high bahai havi kabetza. And therefore, you can have a case of some, you can have nevela that's tuma kala. Because if the nevela, again, if the animal's dead, a full animal, that's a nevela, that's tuma chamura. You take off a tiny piece of it, that's not tuma chamura, that's pachas mikazayis, you combine it with other food, now that could become tame, tuma kala, because now it's viewed as ochel. That's the instance that we're talking about.
Because of a man, it wouldn't be different.
So we'll get back to the man in just a second. So then the Gemara says, well, I'm not sure you even have to get to that point, but I think the Gemara is going to address by Adam. But in that instance, either way, yeah, the Gemara is going to address Adam head on. So Ihachi, that's the case. So then if we're talking about a nevela that's pachas mikazayis, it's not metame tumas nevela anymore, so that's why you need machshava to make it tuma kala, libay nami heksha, then shouldn't it require heksha as well? Because any other food needs a heksha before becoming tame. It says in the pasuk, kol zera zerua, all types of seeds, which means all types of food, ashei zareya. You need it's a tahor until water falls on it. And the Gemara says, ma zraim muchadim shein tofel atami tuma chamura. Just like zraim, the seeds, food, will never amount to tuma chamura because you can never have an avatuma of food. It only becomes a tuma kala. And tzarech hechsher, af kol, so to any other item, shein tofel atami. Tumachamura, tzar hechsher. Also, anything else that will not ever become a tumachamura will require hechsher. And since this shear of kazais, this pachas mi kazais nevela, will never amount to tumachamura because it's too small, it should also require a hechsher like any other food requires a hechsher. And the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference between nevela pachas mi kazais and regular food. What's that difference? Amarle, honey mili, that bochlin da'alma. When we say that something's not going to become tuma chamura, that's food in general. The less bay pachas mikazayis nevela. There's no ingredient in the grape. There's no nevela there. There's nothing intrinsically tame that's in that grape. Aval hacha, here, when you're taking the little piece of nevela and combining with the food, even though it's not creating any tame, tuma, but there still is intrinsic, there's nevela that's there. So aval hacha here, dike bagave pachas mikazayis nevela, where there's embedded within this mixture, there's some nevela meat. Granted, technically it's missing a kazayis, and therefore it's not able to produce the tuma for technical reasons, but it's still present there, and therefore kalen kavan. Dil mitzayif le kazayis lo bai hechshin. Since if this nevela meat were to combine with other nevela meat to amount to a kazayis, it can create tuma chamura. Therefore, even when it's less than a kazayis, it doesn't require a hechshir. Either way, this is the case we have where you can create tuma kala even from a nevela.
But the food that's mixed in with was mekabel, meaning had hechshir, right?
The other food that came in. I don't.
Are you talking about the whole mix, or is talking of just about the less of a kazayis than a nevela?
I would imagine the whole thing. We view it as one unit. So one unit.
Even if it's not.
I think so. So then the Gemara says that this is all to exclude lafuki meis. This is all to exclude from an adam who dies. Why? The afal gav d'mimalele, even though. Lo matami tumas ochlin yushim debat ladaito eto kaldim. So a person who dies.
Yeah, it's here on the bottom of the ochlin there.
Yeah.
That says that the food would not need hechsher since it's combined with the.
Okay, very. Even the bread or whatever food we're talking about doesn't require. So now, so the Gemara says this whole discussion here about the nevela, the papach mekazayis that's matami tumakala is all afuke from a mace that there is no tumakala. Meaning what? Even though you might want to take the bus of Adam and be mashlim it to a kibetza. So let's say you have a pachs mekazayis of bus or Adam. So pachs mekazayis, there's no tumas meis there. And you have to be mitzarif it now to bread, to kibetza, and now view this as ochel. So the Gemara says, lo mitame tumas ochlin. It's not mitame tumas ochlin. Why? Mishum debatla daito etzakadam. Because no one eats human flesh. And therefore, it's not considered a kezai, it's not considered a ochel, even if you try to make it ge'ochel. That's the din. okay. Gemara now says, Rav Chananya Amar, afiyu teima davi kezayis. He explains differently. He says that even if you want to say that the mission uksin before is about a shir of kezayis, kemeis, going back to the nevela case now, that how do you have a case in nevela? We said in a nevela case, you have a niz machshava for ochel. We said, why do you need machshava for nevela? Nevela itself is tumah chamura. So and we said, no, because it's pachas mikazayis in nevela, and there's no tumah chamura. Rav Chanani says, no, even afil teima davi kazayis. Even if you want to say that the case of nevela is a kazayis, you can still create a situation of a tumah kala. How? Hacha b'mayaskin, and what's the very clever case? Kagon shechipo b'batek, where you covered it in dough. So now you have dough, like a meat pie of some sort. There's nevela inside where you can't touch the nevela. There's no tumas maga there. So the bread is completely surrounding it. So in that case, so to make this thing keochel, you have to have machshava on the dough to make it a tumakala. And that's how you have a case of even nevela becoming a tumakala. So the Gemara explains, Ihach, that's the case, Hechshinami Nibai. So now, if you're going to tell me that the nevela is in the center, it's enveloped by the dough, so now doesn't the dough require a Hechshir? How come we said in the Mishnah Uksin there's no need for Hechshir? And Gemara says, Hani Mili, Bochan Achrini, Delomitami, Lobimaga Lomasa. That's only true when you're talking about food that's never Matame Bimaga, it's not Tame Bimasa, and therefore you need a Hechshir. But hacha, nihide lo matami b'maga, granted this meat pie, if you will, it's not matami b'maga because you can't touch the nevela, it's hidden. The kemachpe mebatek, it's chapui, it's a chuppah. It's covered by the batek, you can't touch it, it's no tumas maga, but b'masa mi'el tami. When you carry it, even though you're not touching it, if you're carrying, if you're transporting nevela, it's mi'es latame d'hatarinle because you're holding it, and therefore there still is relevant tuma chamura. So therefore, there's no need for a hechsher, but it's still going to be tumakala from the dough being metame. So the Gemara says, this is all afuke mace. This comes to exclude a mace of an adam, the avagav dechipeo babasek. If even a person attempts to cover a kazayis of a baser adam with dough, it's metame tumachamura. It will still be tumachamura. Because the tuma bokas v'ola bokas v'yoredis. Tumas mace is more intense, and that's able to penetrate through and make the dough tame. While by the nevela case, if the nevela is completely enveloped by the dough won't become tame. It's not until you're machshered and you're metame. When it comes to tumas mace and metame, anything that's in its way, and therefore you cannot have a case of tumakala by basa adam, but you can only have it by basa nevela. Okay. Gemara now says, now it's the rest of the daf is much easier.
I'm sorry. We're talking about tuma chamura, right? When he covers it, it's for the meaning one person covers it and the other person takes it. Is that what it is? Because it's still, I mean, once it's a gezeit, it's tuma chamur, it's not tuma kat.
For which case, in the veila or mace?
The one that we're talking about, the veila that's covered by dough.
Right.
So what would be the case? A third person covers it, and then for when the next guy who comes, it's a tuma kala. Is that what it is?
What do you mean a third person? Why a third person?
Meaning once you touch it and you involve it in dough, it's already tuma chamura. I mean, it's already.
Metallic. Well, no, that tuma, that dough needs to come into contact with liquid for it to become tame from the nevela initially.
Uh-huh. Even if it's a kezayit, meaning he takes a kezayit and
a kebetza, you need kebetza of dough, and for general, right. For nevela to be metame, something else, that food has to be hukshar, has to come into contact with seven liquids. So
the whole chiddush is that it's covering all around it, so the person who touches it doesn't. Is that what it is?
The person around it. If I touch food, let's say that dough is tame. That dough won't make me tame because that dough is only ochel. Ochel can't make, even ochel tame can't make me tame. Only avatuma can make me tame.
Correct.
So if I touch a dough, it doesn't make me tame. Only if I touch the nevela, it doesn't make me tame. If I carry the dough, which has the nevela inside, then I will become tame.
But if it's surrounded by dough, then you're not tame.
Exactly. Even though it might be tame itself, dough, it cannot be metame someone else.
That would still be considered tumakala because it's ametame.
Exactly. Right. So then the Gemara says, we'll skip the parentheses. The Gemara now says, Amar Mar Yotze Dam Dogim Vedam Chagavim Shekulin Heter. We said in the Brisa from yesterday's daf that the blood of a fish, the blood of grasshoppers are all going to be mutter from the dam. The dam of these animals are permitted because there's no Isser Heter. There's no Shechita needed for Chagavim and Dam, Dogim. So the Gemara says, my Kul Heter, what does it mean Kul Heter? So I just told you the answer, but the Gemara doesn't know what it means. They're all Heter. So ilema the chelba mutter, that the fat of dogim and the fat of chagam are mutter. Well, harei chaya the chelba mutter, chaya's fat is also mutter, and yet we still see dama aser. So it doesn't mean that the chaylev is mutter, because we have instances where the chaylev is mutter and the dama is aser. Ella mishum de lesbu iser gidanasha. There's no gidanasha by chagavim. There's no gidanasha by dogim. Gemara says harei of de lesbu iser gidanasha, and yet dama is aser. So we're not talking about the chaylev. We're not talking about the gidanasha. What are we talking about? Elamai kule heter to lo bai shchita, that you don't need shchita. It's all mutter. When the moment you find the fish, the moment you find the grasshopper, it's mutter teed. You don't have to do any shchita. You don't have to do anything to get rid of the iser. And that's what we mean. It's a kule heter, and therefore it's not subject to the iser dam. Then we said in the Brais Amar Mar, we said, why was Oaf mentioned in the Pasuk Oaf and Behema? Ma Oaf she'ein bo kalayim af Behema, also an animal that doesn't have kalayim. That's a habamina. Had it said only Oaf, we would think, oh, just like an Oaf doesn't have, it's not subject to kalayim, so too only Behemas that are not subject to kalayim are subject to the Yisr. Kamalomer Behema, that even animals that are not subject, even animals that rather that are subject to kalayim, are subject to the Yisr of Dam. So in this habamina, that we are talking about an oaf is not subject to kalayim. The Gemara wants to know, kalayim demai, which kalayim are we talking about that doesn't apply to an oaf? Ilema kalayim de harva, when it comes to crossbreeding, who kalayim de harisha, and using a different animals to plow the field, v'atanan chayev oaf kiyotabem, that an oaf is subject to the isser of crossbreeding, it is subject to the isser of using two animals to plow. So which kalayim do not apply to an oaf? And the Gemara answers, El Armabai, Shitsimro, its wool, or in this case of the animals, the birds, the feathers, Ein Chayav Malav Mishim Kalayim. If you were to mix feathers with wool or linen, whatever else you want to mix it, it is not subject to Shatnez, and that's what we mean when you say Of Ein Ba Kalayim. So then the Gemara says, Amar Vihuda Amarav, Dam Shrotzim Lokin Alava Bekazayas. While our Mishnah said that the Dam Shrotzim is a mutter, no, sorry, we didn't say the Dam Shrotzim, we said Dam Shrotzim is mutter, Vihuda argued and says Dam Shrotzim is aser, and you get Malchus for eating a Kazayas of the Dam Shrotzim. So Mesiv, the Gemara says, wait a second, Dam Tchul, Dam Halev, Dam Aklayos, Dam Evarim, Haray Elubalosase, the blood of the spleen, of the heart, of the kidneys, and of the different limbs, that's all subject to the lav. There's no kares in those parts of the body, but it's a lav. Dam Halchishayim, Dam Shrotzim, Ramasim, Aser, Vein Chayim Alav. And another similar category is blood of humans, blood of Shrotzim and Ramasim are also Aser to eat, but there's no Chiv kares. So the Pashup shot here is that there's not even a Chiv Malkus. It's not there's no Chiv, it's Aser, but there's no Chiv Malkus. So how could Rav say that there's a Chiv Malkus if this Brisa says that there is no Chiv? There's an Iser, but there's no Chiv Malkus. And the Gemara says, no, my Ein Chayav Malav, Kares, of Alav Mechayev, which means there is Malkus. When the Mishnah says Ein Chayav Malav, Aser Ein Chayav Malav means there's no Chiv Kares, but there's a Chiv Malkus, in which case Rav is consistent with the Mishnah, the Brisa. The Gemara says, it's hard to say that when it says ein chayav malav, means there's no chiv karis, but there's a chiv malchus. Why is it hard to say? As chada, number one is that the reisha says that case that you're lokin alav. So the case that there's no lav. So why would the brisa separate them in two different cases? Ve'otani milav nami kamimayle. We also have a brisa above the katani yatzadam shatzim shein b'hem tumah chamura. That we said above that the shatzim are not subject to the iser lav at all. So how could Rav say that there is malchus and dam shatzim? And the Gemara says, no, what he means by dam shratzim is it depends why you're giving hasra. I mean, you could give hasra to a person for eating a sheretz or for eating the dam of the sheretz. The sheretz we know is asrati. So when he says, Amar Rabbi Zera, hishu bo mishima sheretz, we say, don't eat that sheretz, and he eats the dam of it, he's loki, he gets malchus. But not for eating dam, he's getting malchus for eating sheretz. The blood's part of the sheretz, the blood's part of the basar of a sheretz. But if he was warned, Mishum Dam, don't eat the blood, there's an Isser Dam, then ain't a Loki, doesn't get Malkus. Because there's no Isser Dam of Sheretz, but there is an Isser Achila Sheretz. And including the Isser Achila Sheretz is considered Dam. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. If one eats the blood of Shrotzim, that's part of eating a Sheretz in general and getting Malkus. But if he's warned, don't eat the blood because there's an Isser Dam, there is no Isser Dam of Shrotzim, there's only Isser Achila Shrotzim. Yeah, clear? Okay. Gemara then says, Amar Rav, Dam, Dogim, Shekinsu, Aser. No, it's completely exempt from this. That's the pasuk completely excludes it. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav, dam dogim shekinsu aser." If a person puts the blood of a fish and it puts into a kli, it's aser. Now, even though we said above, dam dogim is mutter, but they say because of maris ayin, one should not have blood of a fish in a pot or in a bowl and drink it because a person cannot distinguish between the blood of an animal and the blood of a dog. It's confusing, and therefore, Mishamar's iron don't drink blood from a fish if it's in a cup or something. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks the question, it says in the Braisa, Dam Dogim, Dam Chagav, and Mutter, Ve'afil L'chachila. Doesn't that sound like L'chachila? You could even drink it out of a cup, the blood of a fish, the blood of grasshoppers? And the Gemara says, no, Hahu Mishalo Kinsu. That's when you did not take the blood out, you didn't extract the blood and put it into a cup. But as long as the blood's still in the fish, you can eat it without any problem. That's what it means, it's mutter. But Kikama Rab, when Rab says Aser, that's talking about Bishakinsu. When you put it in, you collect it into a cup, that's where he says it's Aser, Mishimaris Ayim. So Gemara says the Kavasa, now using the same parallel, that a blood that wasn't collected is mutter. So Gave Mahalchei Shtayim Bishlo Kinso Mi Aser, because our Mishnah said you can't drink the blood of Adam, it's Aser to drink the blood of Adam. So now we're talking about a case where you didn't collect it. Because we said by Shrutz and by Dogim, it's talking about a case where you didn't collect it. That's where it's mutter, meaning it's still in the fish. You're allowed to drink the blood of a fish in the fish. So now, if the blood in a human is still in the human, Shalokinsu, wasn't removed, Mi Aser, is that Aser? V'hatani, the Raisa tells us, Dam Sha'al Gave Kika. If you have blood, the guy's eating, and his gums are bleeding. And he's eating the bread, and blood gets into the bread. So, Gorer, you just scrape out that part of the bread with the blood in it. For Ochon, eat the rest of the bread. But if the blood is still shel b'nei shenayim, it's between your teeth, it hasn't left your body yet, you could suck it and swallow the blood all you want, as long as it's still in the body. So you see clearly from here that the blood of Adam is permitted, if it even shelo kinsu, even though you didn't collect it just yet. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, really, tanya hi masnisa, ki tanya hi masnisa, when you said the b'raisa above, that the dam dogim is motil chachila, that b'raisa is isbei kaskasim, where the scales in the blood, when you put the blood in a cup and you put some scales there, this is people know it comes from the fish. It won't produce any maris ayin. When kikam Rav, when Rav says usher to drink the blood, they're less be kaskasim when there are no scales. But everybody agrees when the blood's still bedugim and the blood's still behalchei adam, if it's still in the mouth of a person, that's all permitted. The only question is when you take the blood out. So then you don't drink the blood of an adam because it's maris ayin, and the blood of a fish you don't drink either unless there are scales. Now this is actually brought down in the Ramah, this din of kaskasim in the dam shadagim, because he spoke about using coconut milk with meat. So of course you know there's isser deraisa basar b'chalav, but there's no isser of basar with coconut milk, but it looks like milk. So what are you supposed to do? So he says, as long as you leave the coconuts on the table so everyone knows it's milk from the coconut, similar to when a person wants to drink the fish blood, you leave the kaskas in there, that's permitted. That will then circumvent any problem of Mara's Ayin. It happens to be when they used to have, when it wasn't so common, non-dairy cream or non-dairy ice cream. So before people were so comfortable with that that option, apparently the rule was, in all the restaurants, they'd have to put the kosher restaurant, had to put like the box of the non-kosher cream on the table, saying, "Oh, this is not dairy." Nowadays, it's so accepted; there's no need for that anymore. But it is based on this this sugya here by Dam Tugim. Gemara now says the very end of the Amud here. Amar of Shesha says, "Dam mehalchishtaim afilu mitzvah parish einba." When it comes to blood of a halchishtaim of an adam, there is no concern; you don't have to be parish because it's mutal lechachila. There's no iser mirad derban, no maris iron issues. So Gemara says, "Really?" So clearly it's usher. Granted, you don't get a chi of courage for eating the blood of humans, but still usher. How could Rav Sheshe say it's mutter l'chachila? I feel mitzvah parashembo. So the Gemara answers, Kitanya, when it said usher in the Braisa, that's the pirish where it's separated. Kikamar Rav Sheshe, when Rav Sheshe says it's mutter, bidilo pirish, when it's still in the person's body. Kitatanya says in the Braisa, Dam Sha Gabi Kikar, Goro Veochlo, Shabina Shinaim, if it's still between the teeth, Moti to Bole of Eino Choshes. You could swallow it as much as you want, there is no concern. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll mention some people tomorrow.
So all these sort of Dam and Torah is all just.